Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
On Kaya959.
With Pimelo Mudime.
What's yours?
So I don't know about you, but I'm certainly wearing something very warm. And earlier on today, it wasn't feeling as nippy as it is right now. And the weather service has issued a bit of a warning, particularly for those of us in Gauteng, but also further afield, saying that the weather is about to change and maybe drastically so by tomorrow. Meteorologist and weather forecaster at the South African Weather Service, Lhlohonolo Thobela, is on the line with us. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening and thanks for the invite. How are you doing?
What's up with the sudden change of weather?
Yeah, it's what happens when the cutter flow is. The weather system called the cutter flow usually occurs around autumn and sometimes in spring. And when it's there, this is the weather you need to expect. I mean, it's bringing about severe thunderstorms over most parts of the central and the eastern parts of the country. And for this evening, still yet to see more showers and thunder showers, especially for the northern parts of Gauteng. But for tomorrow, we see severe thunderstorms that are expected over Gauteng, the northern parts of KwaZulu-Natal into parts of the Free State, the northwest, Gauteng province is still included. The northeastern parts of the Free State, then that's where we have an orange level 5, which is quite a significant impact of severe thunderstorms. But for the east coast of the Eastern Cape, they can expect disruptive rain that might result in some localized flooding. But some cold temperatures are still yet to be expected for the southeastern parts. And as you've seen with some observations around the Drakensberg that go into Lesotho, there is some snow that has started over those areas. So it's quite dramatic weather, as you've stated.
What is this cut-off low pressure? So maybe just like a two-year-old, explain to me what actually happens.
Yeah, it's a harder system to explain, but I'd say so. Just to explain it on light terms, We have winds that are pushing most of our weather systems from west to east.
Mm-hmm.
So a low pressure system develops around those winds and then it cuts off and becomes a weather system on its own, which then is cold core, hence the name cut-off low. So it's cut-off low. It's called, the winds called westerly because of the direction they blow from the west to the east. But those are the winds that are definitely driving most of our weather systems. Like you have a cold front over the western parts and then it ends up in the eastern areas as it exits the country around KZN. So what happens in the upper levels, in the upper troposphere, there's a low pressure system that develops within those westerlies and then it moves further south, which then results in cold conditions as well as characteristics that result in severe thunderstorms. And most of the eastern provinces then are affected by this weather system.
And how long does a weather system like this usually last for?
Yeah, it depends on how quick it is. I mean, this one is going to last between today, tonight into tomorrow, and then on Friday we start seeing some clearance as it exits the country. So it could be about 2 to 3 days. Sometimes it might last longer. It depends on how quick it is, but this time it will last about 2 days. And then on Friday it will be mainly moisture that is over the northeastern areas, which will cover Mpumalanga, the eastern parts of Limpopo into KwaZulu-Natal. That's where we're going to see more of the showers and thunder showers into the afternoon of Friday. But on Saturday into Sunday we see some clearance. Not much of precipitation is expected. It's just a 30% chance of showers and rain along the east coast of KwaZulu-Natal. So you can expect partly cloudy conditions for the northeastern provinces into the weekend and start seeing a recovery in temperatures that will still remain cool over most parts of the provinces in the eastern parts of the country.
And so what are the lowest temperatures that we're going to be expecting this couple of days, the next couple of days?
But then the weekend, well, for now, I mean, Johannesburg tomorrow's maximum is expected to peak at 16 degrees,
okay.
18 in Pretoria, 18 in Vereeniging. But then the minimums are quite low, as Pretoria's minimum will be 14, Johannesburg will be 12, and Vereeniging will be 11. So
overnight?
Yeah,
those are
the minimums. I mean, Johannesburg's minimum will reach 12, and Pretoria will be 14, and Vereeniging being 11. But the maximum temperatures will be 18 in Pretoria, Johannesburg 16 and Vereeniging being 18, but that's for tomorrow.
Mm.
However, we start seeing a pickup, but it won't be a drastic up as we'd expect. It will be between 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, but still remaining cool over the northeastern parts as the clouds start to clear. But as it goes over into Monday, Tuesday, you can start seeing a recovery and at least a bit of some sunlight.
And the Drakensberg, I mean, you're speaking of snow. What kind of temperatures are we looking at there?
Yeah, it's quite low there. I mean, it will reach about 9 degrees in some places, and that is a maximum temperature. Some areas will reach about 10, others about, it's still way below 17 degrees over those areas, because we're expecting the cold conditions to still persist into the eastern escarpments of the Eastern Cape, as well as the southwestern parts of KwaZulu-Natal. So it'll be quite cold over those areas into Lesotho.
I appreciate you explaining to us, as I asked you so nicely, in layman's terms. But thank you so much for your time this evening.
You're
and
awesome.
We'll try and keep warm. Thank you. Thank you,
Lehlakonolo. Thank you for the invite, and stay warm.
Thank you. Lehlakonolo Thobela is a meteorologist and weather forecaster at the South African Weather Services. So Thabi Seng is in studio. She's warm like me. Let's take a quick break before we start off with that conversation. But let me tell you now, we need to say this now. Please call in earlier, because as we walk out the studio, calls start coming in, questions start coming in, WhatsApps start coming in for all for you and Thabi Seng. So please, folks, if you can, please call in now, send in those voice notes right now, especially if you've got a complex question, and you don't have to tell us your name, you can be anonymous. But it would be good for you to do it as soon as possible before we actually have to wrap. So the number, as you know, is 086-000-0959. The voice notes can come through on 063-688-0959.
Point of view.
Paul Kimelo Mudime.
Now.
086-000-0959.
Call now.
Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
The air. The air.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.